I knew Art Buchwald just a little bit in recent years. Of course, I thought I knew him from his columns. But when he told you about his early years in the Hebrew orphan asylum, and later years struggling with depression, you began to understand him more as the orphanage kid who realized that he could get attention, which can sometimes feel like love, if he could make people laugh. I liked Art's columns, but I loved his 1996 book, I'll Always Have Paris. Art had left the Marine Corps after World War II and learned that he could get the GI Bill to pay for him to study at a language school in Paris. When he got to Paris, he learned that he could tip the school registrar $2 a month to mark him present and never have to go to class. Eventually, he convinced an editor at the International Herald Tribune, who would soon be fired, that he could write an entertainment column that would bring in more advertising. His memoir drops famous names like a man spilling water from a tub of the people he used to write about in Paris, jet-setters, jazz artists, power brokers, and international playboys, when you could still use that term. But I like the sections where Art writes about his first days in Paris, when he was anxious and unknown. I paid $7 a week for a room, including breakfast, which consisted of coffee and a sugared donut that made a tremendous thud when it hit the bottom of your stomach, or the street, Art Buchwald wrote. The hotel rose 7 stories. The entry on the ground floor was guarded by an ex-cavalry officer from Warsaw, who was now commander-in-chief of mailboxes and keys. To the right was a bar-restaurant, which opened onto a sidewalk café. The bar came to life in the evening with a Hungarian piano player named Ernst, who'd been imprisoned in a concentration camp. He doubled between a nightclub named Schubert's across the street and our bar, where he played for tips and vodka. Our place was popular, and it was constantly filled with Americans and cigarette smoke. We had some strangers, but the majority were regulars from the neighborhood who wandered in and engaged in such varied activities as exchanging black market money and negotiating liaisons of every sexual persuasion. You could be broke, studious, bombed, and sad in the bar, but you could never be lonely. My room was on the 3rd floor and looked out onto a brick wall of the next building. It had a sink, a bidet, a bed, a desk, and a light bulb so low in wattage that mice went blind trying to find something to eat. An excerpt from Art Buchwald's 1996 memoir, I'll Always Have Paris.
You must remember this. A kiss is still a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by.